You're listening to Roundtable. A teacher in a primary school in Yunnan province told some students to stand on a podium and apologize in front of the whole class. What heinous crime did these kids commit? Well, they failed to reach the average grade point in an examination. The teacher explains this form of apology can encourage students to focus on their studies and work harder. Guys, what is... I mean, does this story sort of surprise you?
Well,
not for me, actually.
Really,
Because, you know, when I was a kid, you know, like, I do have... I think I did have classmates being spotted by the teacher and being basically asked to... ordered, I would say, to stand up in a corner of the classroom or in front of the whole class in the podium, basically, as a way to shame the kids, to work harder. Specifically speaking to this behavior itself, to its practice itself, I would say this is wrong. I don't think this is disputable. This is wrong. This is not the right approach, to achieve the goal, which is probably justifiable.
Yeah. Well, what happened was, Weibo user, Monday posted a photo of, or uploaded a post rather of this school in China's southwestern Yunnan province, and the teacher asked those students, first graders who failed to get 96 points, which was the average point of the class in the Chinese language exam, to stand on a podium and to apologize for dragging this whole class down or dragging this whole class back.
Oh my goodness, when you say that, Victor, it's like so many memories that I had.
I think we all share, because I went to...
It's a flashback.
Yeah, because I went to elementary school and middle school here in China as well. And I'm pretty sure there, it was pretty common. But at that time, you know, you were young and you didn't think second of it. And at that time, China was, of course, less open and less you have less exposure to international ways of life. And you just, you know, don't think much of it.
Yeah. And what's also kind of interesting is, yes, I think we're not unfamiliar to the shame aspect of how the teacher is teaching you a lesson here, but also apologizing to everyone and sort of being so critical on yourself and say, I did this wrong and I am laying myself in front of you. I am really just being so critical to my soul, and I'm saying it to you, everybody, my peers, and like in front of the whole class. I think that just takes it to another level. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I got it. I think, you know, it's like, besides, let's say 96 average score.
Yeah.
Oh my.
That's an A. That is A.
So what's wrong with being, say, 95 or 94, 93?
Yeah.
So I think it's, the goal itself is really high, I would say. I would say probably largely the teacher is considered as a good teacher.
What?
And, academically, probably her class
or goal-driven teacher.
Is goal-driven teacher, or her class in terms of academic performance, her teacher could her class could be the best one, and also it's maybe the academic results may be related to her salary or bonus, things like that. So this is kind of like being motivated by that regulations by the school. We have to admit this approach is wrong. There are millions of ways probably to motivate kids to work harder, to be a good kid, but not this one. Not punishment, especially not shaming.
Especially when you're so young. We're talking about like
seven-year-olds.
A first grader.
Yeah.
But what's also really interesting, Tingduo, is here I saw some of our WeChat listeners leaving comments as such that they do understand where this teacher comes from, and also they think that it's kind of okay to take this type of measures because it improves students' collective consciousness. So you being one gear to the gigantic machine, and why does that remind me of Japanese culture? I think they really take it to a further level that in a way, people don't want to even stand out. You just want to be one in the crowd.
Collective. Right.
And here, being in that class, you matter because you're part of the class. And if you don't do well, the class doesn't do well. So you need to, in order to fit in and in order to succeed, you need to be working your role in the collective. What do you think about this kind of mentality?
See, I always think that you have to work on the individual. It's true that individuals make up the whole collective society. Mm-hmm. But if you teach children or teach people to be responsible for themselves, if they can really truly be responsible for themselves and make choices, make the right choices, there's no way they're going to be irresponsible for the whole society. So I think in this case, beyond the psychological damage in this particular case, I think it's wrong to tell children you have to study for your class, because from an early age, you tell the kid, you're not doing it for yourself, right? You're doing it for the whole class.
Yeah.
Which eventually, you know, as an individual going to society, it'll be the case. You're part of a greater collective. But you always have to focus on yourself first. If you can't take care of yourself, there's no way you can contribute to other
people. That's right. There's not a strong enough incentive, probably. You know, you have to work for the whole class. The thing is, like, if you take a look at the issue from a larger background, let's say it's a typical case of problems of Chinese education. That is, like, we stress overall, I think, too much on academic performance,
mm-hmm.
like 96, or if you can score 100, that would be perfect. but the thing is, like, education is not about the academic performance. Alone. It's about the physical health, you know, physically, psychologically.
Yeah.
I mean, stable kids, you know, it's growing up itself is a challenging process for kids. So I think the teacher's role as well as the parents' role is really help the kids and to help motivate them, to encourage them to do better, to be more healthier, you know, to pursue a healthier way of life and to work harder. That's fine. You have challenges, you have difficulties. That's all right. That's okay. But the thing is, like, you know, I try to understand why there are some commenters, obviously, you know, on Weibo, they are trying to say, oh, I agree with this practice. I think this is, you know, there's a reason for doing that. I can see where they are from. You know, traditionally, under the Chinese culture, that is, people would say, the stricter the teacher is, usually, the better results students will get. But then again, you know, think long term.
Yeah.
This is not exactly right. You know, in the past, we also had this corporal punishment, not only from the teacher,
when
but also
was
from
that.
Well, if you
go 30 years ago, maybe.
30 years ago, but remember, you know, you live in a society. You have people with different ages, different. Like you have probably grandma in their 80s. You have parents in their 50s, 60s. So people have generation gap. What they receive as a young probably will stay with you for a long time. They say corporate punishment is necessary. Even today, some people probably still think so. But then, you know, looking outward, you know, practicing in other countries, and also looking into the future. No, those practices are
outdated.
They should be gone. We should be more creative.
Yeah, and I remember when I was a kid that goes to Chinese primary school here in Beijing, if anybody was getting smacked by the teacher,
mm-hmm.
the parents, they would become like angry lions ready to bite the teacher's head off. And I think Qingduo, you make a really good point that our society has changed so much in the last 30, 20 decade years that I think people's attitude towards the treatment of kids have changed significantly too. And also another interesting, starting point of the discussion for me has been that some people are saying this is a kind of setback education that is kind of uniquely Asian in a way that you can't praise the kid too much. You want the kid to understand the challenges and the setbacks so you can be better equipped with a coping mechanism as you gradually know how to do it and as you grow older. But in the U.S., there's so much praises that's been sung to kids whenever. It's like any kid that finishes a marathon, everybody gets a ribbon, gets a prize. And I think It's interesting. It's different. But what do you think? Which is better?
For young kids, especially at this age, when they're this young, it's more important to foster a sense of confidence.
Mm.
When you talk about setback education, I don't think it's necessary to create man-made challenges and
exactly.
say you're not going to. I don't think this is a setback. This is a setback education. I think this is setting up impossible standards,
mm-hmm.
which will probably burn their psyches even more than anything else. So setback education should be, if you really encounter something difficult, the teacher or whoever in the child's life can guide you through a difficult time. But this is not quite the situation, I think, that's appropriate for kids this young.
No, I think, you know, like there's a, somehow there's a, this, you know, like a common understanding. Well, among some teachers, probably they think this is necessary, you know, to eat bitterness, to work harder. And then in the future, you have, say, fruitful, I don't know, future, maybe. The thing is, like, you know, this is all true actually in every country. You have to work hard and then to realize your goal, whatever goal that is, working harder is necessary. But the thing is, like, you know, if you do it by yourself out of your own will, and it's not difficult at all, right?
Just,
because you
yeah.
love it, you have the passion for it. But if you are forced to do so, then there's a problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you're forced or you're being forced upon something, idea, task, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
usually it becomes a huge burden and it impedes your development in so many ways. So many of our WeChat listeners have so much to say about this topic. I'll start with 性感小霸王 says, I agree. That
what a name.
I love it. The you guys are getting me all mixed up now. Oh, yeah. 小霸王 says, I agree that the teachers want to bolster a collective sense of honor, but it will not be enough to improve the students' results. And Han says the little kids need encouragement, not shaming.
Yeah.
And he thinks that the teacher should be the one that is apologizing to everybody on the podium and not just to
well
the
said.
Class, but to the whole school. Well said, Han and May. You guys make similar comments, so I'm just going to say that. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. That is all for today's show. I really don't want to let you guys go, but I have to say goodbye.